and welcome to the Albuquerque Theater Guild's weekly podcast. I'm Mike Miller, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us. This is where you'll hear what's happening in performance in Albuquerque. We keep a running calendar of shows opening and closing, and talk to interesting people involved in entertainment here. This week, we're talking with Vivian Nesbitt about her one-woman theater performance of Cy Kahn's Mother Jones in Heaven. But before we do that, let's take a look at the calendar. Murder on the High Seas continues at Foul Play Dinner Cafe through the 28th at the Sheraton Albuquerque Uptown. As part of the Linnell Festival of New Plays for 2018, the UNM Department of Theater and Dance's Planeta Solitario continues through the 18th. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is at Musical Theater Southwest through the 29th. Shakespeare 505's version of Measure for Measure will be at the Ox Dog through the 29th. Tal Trumhart is at Pope Joy April 20th, followed by Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, on the 23rd. Black Coffee opened this past weekend at the Adobe and plays through May 6th. The Ability Project comes to the VSA North 4th Art Center April 20th and stays until the 28th. Steel Magnolias opens April 20th at Albuquerque Little Theater and continues through May 6th. The UNM Department of Theater and Dance presents The House of Bernardo Alba April 20th through the 29th. Glitter Girls will play at the East Mountain Center 4th Theater April 20th through the 29th. And Rio Grande Players take their brand of music, comedy, and radio drama on the road. They'll be at Palo Duro Senior Center on the 20th and Coronado Villa on the 28th. The third annual Iambathon comes to the Ox Dog Saturday, April 21st, and Rumble Productions Don't Pretend You're Normal plays April 27th and 28th. Minx and Savage starts at the Vortex April 27th and will continue until May 13th. And Abre Paso Flamenco presents Dibujos at the Jewish Community Center April 28th. Mother Road is doing something so magic in their Secret Room series that you need a secret password to find out about it. Oh, by the way, tickets are now on sale. You might want to do that. Auditions coming up include The Book of Will at the Adobe April 21st and 22nd, Gumshoe Productions will audition The Big Sleep of Philip Marlowe on the 21st and 22nd, and Landmark Musicals will audition La Cage April 20th through the 22nd. Beehive 60s musical auditions are the 21st at the Desert Rose Playhouse. And now join me in welcoming our special guest, Vivian Nesbitt, to talk about Mother Jones in Heaven.
We're talking with Vivian Nesbitt, who is traveling the world these days. Welcome, Vivian.
Thank you so much, Michael.
We just enjoyed your performance, Mother Jones in Heaven. What an amazing, amazing show.
Thank you. I'm really glad you enjoyed it.
Well, I enjoy watching you work and working with you
yes.
a lot.
Yes.
But this was a very, very powerful piece. Talk about it a little bit.
Well, Mother Jones, Mary Harris Jones, was a labor organizer at the turn of the from the 19th century into the 20th century, and she was known as the most dangerous woman in America. And I knew about her historically; thought she was a, can I say, badass on this podcast?
This is internet. You can say anything you want to.
Okay, great.
But it is a family program.
Okay. She was a seriously, she was a serious customer, and she got the job done. She organized miners, and she traveled the world. Her quote was, "My home is where my shoes are." So I thought that she was really a really intriguing historical character just for that. And when I met Cy Kahn, the author of this play, who also wrote the 10 songs that are in the play, in the musical, it's a musical, he was telling me about it, and I started doing some research and discovered the why she became who she was. And I really just wanted to take it on as an acting challenge, but I felt as if Mother Jones has sort of grabbed me by the shirt collars and said, this isn't an acting exercise. This is work that needs to be done and a story that needs to be told, and you're going to get out there and tell it. So get on your own.
Its theme is very appropriate today with the fight back and forth between union and not union and right to work and so on and so forth. She was a radical, a union organizer. More than anything else, though, you conveyed through the presentation that despite all of this, she was a mother. Not just a mother, but a mother. You know, you meet those women who all of a sudden you gravitate to. You were able to bring that essence of her character to the stage tonight.
Thank you.
How does that feel?
It was terrifying at first because I have stepchildren. I do not have children of my own. I haven't birthed children. I am the amount of energy that came off the page when I first read the play, when I first read the musical, the book of the musical, really kind of freaked me out because she is such a radical and so outspoken. And at the same time doing the research, she was also very well raised as a good Catholic girl. She had exquisite manners. She knew how to speak properly. She really could hang with the elite if she chose to. So she could work both sides of the aisle, if you will. To run the energy of Mother Jones is, it's thrilling now. It's less terrifying than it was. But when she really, I feel like she loads in, you know, like when you have a file loading in, you know, I feel like she kind of loads in. And when she really wants to talk about something, it just comes bursting out sometimes in ways that I don't plan. And that's been really fun. As an actor, I would like to have a little more control, so I'm trying to find those places where I can plan a little bit more what the performance is going to be, but then, you know, then she comes to you and she says, no. Running that energy and that expansive quality, I think, is what you're talking about. That she lost four children to yellow fever in 1867. Spoiler alert, we talk about it in the show. And her husband as well. So she lost her entire family. And then she also survived the Chicago fire in 1871 and lost everything, her business that she had started there. Her choice to build the character, which is what she did, she built this character of Mother Jones and built the identity, was such an expansive and, I think in those days, radical thing for a widow in her late 40s, 50s to do. That expansive ability was just an incredible opportunity to tap into that and just try that on for size. And it's changing me, you know, as a human.
In what ways?
It's certainly making me a better, that's kind of a, I just walked myself right into that one, right? How am I being changed? I appreciate and recognize the power in each individual to affect justice and peace in the world.
Okay.
And I know that I can do that in my own, rather than just, you know, posting on Facebook or social media and say, be the change you want to see in the world, or getting a tattoo on my hand or something like that. It's you know, copying something like that. This drove me to step forward and get out on the road and start using my tools.
Just-
For for this kind of purpose.
Let me talk about that for just a minute.
Sure.
Where do you come from? How did you develop these tools? Mm-hmm. And how in the world did you end up on the road in an RV at this stage of your life?
Well, it's an interesting story. I'm glad you asked that, Michael. It's going to be kind of a long podcast. No, I'll keep it very brief. I actually came to acting a little bit later in life. I went to graduate school when I was 30. I got an MFA. Before that, I was the shy kid in high school that desperately wanted to be on stage, but I was too shy to even speak up, mm-hmm. really. And I'm notoriously soft-spoken. That's changing. I'm running a lot more Mother Jones than I used to. But I'm a third generation actor. My great aunt Kathleen worked with Cary Grant and all those greats back in the day in the mm-hmm. silver screen. She worked on the West End in London and on Broadway and won a Tony Award. And then my father also did that. He worked as an actor semi-professionally, and I came to it a little bit later in life, but it's always been my passion. I love training. I think that if you're going to do something, train as hard as you can with the best people you can find. Mm-hmm. And so I was I got an MFA, then I went to New York and I trained there and I worked there. I started out my first job was as an understudy on Broadway at Roundabout Theater Company, understudying Mary Steenburgen, who was about a foot taller than me, but and that was
that's why they call it under.
Yeah, that's right. Good one. And Anne Proserpine, Miss Proserpine, but Anne Dowd, who played Miss Proserpine, and she's you see her a lot these days on TV. And I moved out to New Mexico, stopped acting for a little bit, and then I came down to Albuquerque and started working again, and was brought my understanding of what training is to Soul Acting Academy and ran the academy for about 6 years and then just recently sold it to Chris Rainey and to Ron Weisberg. And they're continuing the tradition. Why we're in an RV? I'll be completely transparent because I think it's important for actors to know that, life happens. I lost 6 friends and family members in 6 months. And it happened so fast, and it was so hard. John and I, and when my little brother died back in July, right after our dear Linda Martin, and then my stepfather died shortly after that, and it was kind of too much. And John and I sat down, and we did a meditation and envisioned what we wanted to be doing. And we said, we love Albuquerque. We love our community here so much. The people who are here I truly believe it's an artistic home for me. But if we were ever going to truly do what we want to do and be where we feel we're called to be, our home had to have wheels. So we sold the academy, sold our house, and bought an RV. And we've been living on the road since last July. We were a little surprised our house sold in like 3 days. So that was, we were like, whoa. So I can give you the name of my realtor. So that was a bit abrupt. And I was in the middle of a show, so we had to fly back from close up the house. And it offers us the opportunity to be close to John's children, who are all in California, and our eldest son is in the Seattle area, and my mother's in upstate New York. My sister's in New England. Mm-hmm. And the need to be close to family was really quite profound. Our community here is an artistic home and feels like family, but I had to go back to Granite, as they say, in New England. And so we did that, and luckily, Mother Jones in Heaven, the play by Cy Kahn, the musical by Cy Kahn, is welcome in just about every town we go to. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to put together a touring life where we can see family, be with in our artistic home as well, and I can continue working as an actor and John can be a touring musician.
Very nice, very nice. So you're on the road now almost a year, not quite.
Yeah.
And you described it this evening as being still in the development stage with mm-hmm. Mother Jones.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, we are doing a stripped-down studio version, a black box version, if you will, very mm-hmm. spare set. We can do it with no backdrops, no anything. It's one of the things I do love to do is work in an empty space and create environment through using the language that the playwright gives us to develop the environment. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that by choosing your imagery as an actor and choosing and committing to the imagery that you are experiencing yourself, you can paint that picture for the audience, and then the audience can have their own personal experience of what that heaven looks like. It's very freeing, I think, in a way. I don't have to dictate by saying, see, this is what we think our mm-hmm. heaven looks like. The device of the play is that Mother Jones arrives in heaven to find out that it looks just like her favorite Irish pub. And Cy Conn, the brilliant author of this piece, put that in, and he's got this just wonderful riff on St. Peter and all this. He's just great. So in development, meaning that we took a two-act play and stripped it down to what John and I and our director, Alice Jankow, who is in New York City, she went after it with a dramaturgical surgeon's knife and essentially stripped it for parts and rearranged the thing and gave us this one-hour piece that we could go to festivals with, because theater festivals a lot will only take a 60-minute piece. So we've got this little mini version, but there's so much more. There's a whole other hour with all this great music that we're slowly adding things back in. So we're thinking that the play will probably end up at about 75 to 80 minutes. Right now it runs 60, mm-hmm. 60 minutes. And we are in process of writing introduction letters to have our set actually created. It was designed by a woman named Carolyn Bolt in New Hampshire. And it's quilts.
Quilts?
Yes.
Quilts.
Quilts. There are five that have been designed. And we're going to pick one quilt and raise money to do that and then have that one built. And the quilts will delineate this Irish pub. So the longest one is 10 feet long, 7 feet high. And we use pipe and drape to arrange it. If we're in a theater that has a rigging, then we can fly them. Mm-hmm. And they're created using fabrics that are, the shading creates a 3D effect.
Oh.
So there's the Irish bar with the, even has the Guinness pulls for the beer. And there's photographs on the walls of Mother Jones in different historical settings, historical pictures of her that are from the public domain that are printed onto fabric and then stitched as part of the quilt into a frame. They're extraordinary. You can see them on our website, which is motherjonesinheaven.com.
Ah, okay. Well, I was going to get to that,
yeah.
But you beat me a little bit to it here.
Yeah, you can see the designs anyway, but we're in the middle of doing, we'll be writing grants, and we want them to be built by people from Appalachia, from Southwest, because Mother Jones worked in all these, she worked in a mine in Bisbee that our Linda Lopez McAllister's mother was 6 years old in that town when Mother Jones was organizing the miners.
Wow.
In the silver mine. So
wow.
It's there's a tie here for Albuquerque, so I'm hoping we can find some, maybe have one of the quilts built here.
Well, now, by the time this airs, we've already seen the show twice in Albuquerque.
Yes.
And it's moving on to another venue.
Yes.
In the next few days or week. We have the privilege of seeing it in its development stage, mm-hmm. and hopefully we'll get to see it when you have it fully developed and running again. What do you need right now from anybody? Come see the show. We did that.
Yes.
But, there are all sorts of other things that living on the road and carrying a road show and all of the things involve. Yeah. What do you need, and how do people get it to you?
Oh, wow. Thank you. That is such a... We are putting together a street team And a street team meaning when we come to a town, that we have key people that we can work with to get posters up, or people who can advance the show, send mm-hmm. out posters. Social media, of course, is an essential tool that when we post something, anyone who can, if you see it, if you repost it to your feed, or you see that we're going to be playing in a town and you maybe have a friend there, or you're not sure if you do, but you run it out to whoever you might know and ask them to share, that really helps. That is old school organizing.
Mm-hmm.
The author, and is a 52-year veteran of organizing, or maybe longer now, but he calls it turnout, getting turnout. And he used to get 500,000 people in the 70s without the use of social media. So for me, it's about as many people as we can touch with this play as possible. So helping us get the word out by sharing posts, by reposting, by taking an interest in the journey is great. Connections for theaters, connections for funding sources, people that you think might be interested in contributing to having one of the quilts built. Mm-hmm. Perhaps a connection to one of the many organizations in this country that do build quilts like this. We want it to be a full representation of America as we are, you know, which is strong and fierce,
mm-hmm.
and we're here for justice.
And how do they get a hold of you?
info@motherjonesinheaven.com. And our website is motherjonesinheaven.com. And you can also follow us on Facebook. Mother Jones in Heaven has a Facebook page. Si was thrilled about that. Mother Jones is posting! Ah! Also on Twitter. And she's about to get her own Instagram. So we're building it slowly, slowly. It's a lot. So rather than running headlong into it, as is my wont, I'm scaling back a little bit and taking it one bite at a time.
Well, good. Yeah. That's the best way to do it. Mm-hmm. Eat it a little bit at a time.
Exactly. That whale. Oh, my gosh.
So, well, all right. So we are Saturday night in Albuquerque, and tomorrow brings you on the road again.
Yes, I'm going to be heading out, or John and I are going off to celebrate the graduation of our middle child, the daughter, Jessica. She's graduating with an MFA from the Art Center at Pasadena, and yeah. We're thrilled about that. Our 10-year-old grandson will be there, and everybody's, really excited.
Yeah.
To see her launch in the world as an artist, because she's extraordinary.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. Vivian Nesbitt, it's been great seeing your show, seeing Mother Jones, and speaking with you again today. And now I'm looking forward to some pie.
Yes.
The audience won't have a clue what that means.
Thank you, Michael.
Safe trip.
Thanks.
That does it for this week's show. Join us again in the weeks to come when we will talk with other interesting people in Albuquerque's theater world who will share insider information about performances in Albuquerque. The Albuquerque Theater Guild's podcast is the place where you can keep up to date on what's playing and hear special features like performance interviews and learn a bit of insider knowledge. If you're enjoying our programs, please like us, comment, and share with your friends on other social media platforms. And until we're together again, go see some live performance art, and we'll look for you right back here next time.